Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right. Hi, people. Welcome to the No Bullshit Guide to Life with me, Banks, in London town.
And me, Lamara, in New York City.
What's going on, people? How's the week been? How are you doing, Lamara?
I'm good, albeit extremely cold. It is all levels of minus out here right now, Banks. Right. All levels of minus. I went out this morning to get some milk. I started crying. Not because I'm sad, because the way the wind hit me in my eye, I started crying. It's chapping out here, folks. Don't laugh.
Damn. But don't you just read the temperature in Fahrenheit and it always seems a bit higher, so it makes you feel better? No?
Little secret. Mm. I go by what the pictures say.
That's fair.
So, yeah, the numbers now I'm starting to get used to. Like, minus, of course, is really, really bad, right? But I normally just look at the pictures and take it from there.
You know what else I used to hate when I lived in New York was, like, they'd give you the weather forecast and then they'd give you a temperature and then a feels like. Well, listen, just that's what counts. I don't care what the actual temperature is. Just tell me what it's going to feel like.
Feels if it's cold, like, it's cold.
You know what I mean? Feels like your nipples are going to fall off. Safe, bruv. I understand that.
Also, I'm like, I think people should start measuring the weather in what we should wear. So is it 2 pairs of long johns today or 1? Can I get away with just 1 jacket, no scarf? Like, give me symbols, people. Numbers don't mean nothing out here.
It's
numbers.
Practicality,
nothing.
That's what we need. Practicality.
But how's your week, Banks?
All right. You know, just busy. Just busy. Nothing exciting. Has not been cold here, conversely, to what you're saying. But, just, you know, I wish I had some exciting things to report. My week's been a bit dry, not going to lie. I feel.
Really?
I feel like it has been. Like,
really?
If there were big things to report, I would report said big things, but...
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's dive in. People, we've decided to have a bit more structure in this here podcast. So we're going to kick off today a new segment that we are now calling I Call Bullshit, where each week we will talk about things that we're going to call bullshit on. So Lamara, what are you calling bullshit on this week?
So this week, Bangs, I call bullshit on... Meryl Streep, Banks. Now, people, hold on.
You better slow your roll there, because we love some Meryl.
Do ya? Do ya really? Well, Meryl, little bit of an issue with you this week, darling. Let me just dive into it. I call bullshit on Meryl Streep for this week, who, at a very recent press conference she had, basically just came out with, like, oh, do you know what, yeah? We're all African, aren't we? Don't worry about this issue of diversity in Hollywood that we're talking about now. What had happened was, if someone raised the fact to her that the panel was looking a bit too similar, a bit too non-diverse, and her retort was, well, we're all Africans really, aren't we? To me, I know, right? Someone similar, a lady called Julie Deplay, I believe she's a director, said at another recent panel that, I just wish I was African-American. To me, I call bullshit. In not tackling that issue, which is a big weighty one, don't get me wrong, but tackling that issue in a way that kind of is cool and doesn't get to the heart of it. Oscar So White is a thing, people. And if you're going to talk about the lack of diversity in the media industry at this time, I need you to give me a bit more rigor. I need you to kind of be like, you're right and this is why. Don't just come out with these blatant statements that don't really give me anything.
I feel like Meryl went a bit big with the old...
She went too big. She went too big.
No, Meryl.
So this week in particular, I call bullshit on Meryl Streep and the upcoming Oscars.
I think that's completely valid because...
Thank you.
She's not really touched on the issue correctly. That was just... That's a really... That's so white. Oh, Meryl. That is just the whitest Meryl. Shit she could do in this situation is to be all like, hey, we're all African. No, stop it.
All people matter, but that's another topic.
No, let's steer clear of that hashtag today.
But anyway, that's me. Yeah. bangs. What do you call bullshit on?
Yeah, I'm going a little bit more lowbrow than you. I'm going to call bullshit on mini eggs this week, Lamara. I'm calling bullshit on mini eggs. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because, as you know, they're a seasonal fruit. And this season, it's a short thing that lasts not long in the year. It's such a joyous occasion when you see the first little trickling of mini eggs and Cadbury's cream eggs coming into the shops. And so I went to, you know, I try and avoid it. Because obviously you can't just overdose on mini eggs. It's possible to do that. And so I try and really pace myself during the season. But I went to purchase my first bag of mini eggs of the season, all excitemicated I was. And then I get there and I feel like they've made the bag smaller, which, I don't know what happened in the space of a few months when these things are off the shelves, but don't try and bring it back. I get all excited for the mini egg season and they've tried to bring it back in and have smaller bags. And they've tried to throw us off by slightly changing the logo and the typeface and all this kind of, like, you're not fooling me, mini eggs. That shit's smaller. There are not as many eggs in there.
I can, you're very frustrated. Breathe, bangs.
I mean.
Woosah.
I get that the Meryl Streep thing is a bigger issue, but I'm just saying.
No, I'm hit for the mini eggs argument. You know, and just like any type of brand who's going to sell me less product for more money.
Come on. I love me a mini egg. Don't fuck with it, man. Like, it's a seasonal thing. Just give me the proper amount of eggs in a decent sized bag. I don't ask for much, people, but
no,
don't mess with my mini eggs.
So word to Meryl Streep and Cadbury's, if you're listening, we call bullshit on you both.
Word.
Right. Sorry.
Now that we've got that out of the way, I feel like I've really vented. Like, yeah.
So this week, people, we're recording on a Sunday, and if you check your calendars, it's quite a special Sunday, isn't it, Bangs? It's Sunday the 14th of February, aka Valentine's Day.
It's the love episode. Woo! We should have queued up some Barry White for this moment.
I was going to say, I wish we could have queued some Music Soul Child Love, but then, I don't know, you don't want to hear me try and attempt a falsetto. But in the spirit of it being Valentine's Day today, we're going to tackle the big question of love. However, in true bullshit guy to life fashion, we're not going to really do all the sticky bits, the ushy bits, the, oh my God, love so crazy. Man don't care about all that. We're going to talk about, oh my God, we need to bring so many tracks in. We're basically going to talk about loving your fucking life, people.
Yes.
Right? When we were thinking about this topic, as I said, we're not going to get into like the nitty gritty of what love is, but trying to understand how, by the simple fact of loving your fucking life every day, finding joy in the little things, spreading a bit of mirth and cheer around everything you do and everyone you interact with, will actually lead to more fulfilling days.
Tell it again. Preach it.
Rewind that. Will actually lead to more fulfilling days.
Yep.
So when thinking about this, we're just like, man, passions, love, things you enjoy, things that make you happy, all emanate from this place within you that if you're not then right with yourself, everything that you then spout out ain't going to be too lovey-dovey, people. So we want to talk about loving your fucking self, number one.
Yep.
And finding passions.
Yep.
Kind of number two. And then, yeah, all of those good things that come with that.
Yes, I just love this episode already. As a lover of love, especially loving oneself, I love this. I think that Valentine's Day kind of gets a bit of a bad rap because people obviously instantly associate it with relationships and that kind of love. Understandably, that's how it's been pitched to us. But I think, first of all, whether I'm in a relationship or not, I think having a day that celebrates love is a good thing. Call me corny, but I think there's plenty of bad shit that happens in the world. And having a day where you can kind of stop and recognize love in whatever form, like, and also, side note, we can reclaim this day to mean whatever we want it to mean. So you don't have to necessarily be in a relationship to celebrate this. Just side note, just wanted to make that obvious for people.
Tell them.
I will. So as Lamara was saying, like, my main thing when I think about Valentine's Day is just checking in with myself first and foremost.
Yes.
Like, where
yes.
am I at emotionally? Yes. And especially from a standpoint of love. Am I A, loving myself? Am I B, approaching everything about my day from a place of love, which also is just really freaking hard. Like, let's mm-hmm. be honest. Mm-hmm. I think this is kind of one of these things that life coaches and people kind of spurt out, like, yes, approach everything with love, which is, in theory, I really love that idea.
Totally, totally. But in practice, it's a little bit hard.
In practice, someone steps on your foot and you want to cuss them out. And you know what I mean? Exactly. Like, shit happens. Just everyday life shit happens. And it's sometimes very difficult to operate from a place of like, oh, let's hold hands and sing Kumbaya and everything's great. It's sometimes really hard to operate from that place.
Yeah.
But I think that's really key in starting this whole love process and conversation.
I want to touch on what you said there and like checking in with yourself. Like, I'm a big advocate of self-care. All of the little things that I can do, from simply, okay, today I just might lie in bed and watch Netflix all day. Today I'm going to go and take a walk. Today I'm going to go treat myself to something. Little things that remind me to kind of love myself and appreciate myself. I think you're totally right in saying it starts there. It really does start there. I think positive affirmations we can give ourselves daily. That's how I start my day. I read an affirmation book. I'm currently trying to learn about gratitude and trust and showing like love and understanding forgiveness through little things like that. But really be checking in with yourself. How do you feel today? You know, have you rewarded yourself for something? Have you pointed out something within yourself that, hey, give yourself that pat on the back to let you know what? You're doing good. You're doing great. I think we so often forget to have that little check-in and that moment with ourselves. And maybe it's another conversation of how much you give to others versus how much you give to yourself. Mm. But we're the kind of people that put yourself last, you know, yeah. kind of selfless. And I'm not here for the reward of it, but I'm just saying, have you checked in with you today? Are you good before anyone else? Understanding that it emanates and spreads from within you first.
And I think you can always tell the people who don't do that, right? Like, I encounter those people every day where, you know, whether I know those people or not, I can just observe interactions that people have and think, ooh, you've got some stuff going on with you that you're not addressing. You know what I mean? Like, I think we all kind of interact with those kind of people every day. And so and once you know that, once you've recognized yeah. that in yourself, that, okay, I'm operating from this place because know thyself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's my thing.
Because I'm coming from that kind of place. Once you know that within yourself, it's easy to identify it in other people and easy to identify when people aren't doing that. So I kind of give those people a little bit of a pass, because I'm like, yeah. All right, cool, you're being a bit of a dickhead now, but I understand that that's because you simply have not yet learned the tools to right. check in with yourself right. and understand why you need exactly. to love and accept yourself the way you are, etc.
Exactly. And I know we always talk about, you know, I suppose I like this mantra, good vibes only, right? Mm-hmm. And understanding love as kind of like an energy and a frequency and something that you emit. So I'm not saying you can't have those bad days, but be mindful of how that energy spreads amongst others.
Oh right? my God, I could preach this all day. Seriously. I said something about this on Facebook this week. Like,
happened, Banks?
Oh, I have someone in my life who just... everything is negative all the time. And I'm not sure this person is even conscious that they're doing it, but literally every Facebook update, every text message, everything that comes my way from this person is overwhelmingly negative. It's just kind of, which I think they probably think are just kind of little throwaway comments. Also, side note, I think this is also a very British thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just generally kind of very sarcastic, and it's not cool to be excited about things, and you know, we should always kind of, these kind of snarkiness is something that I don't really
cynicisms,
appreciate
right?
yeah I don't appreciate it
yeah.
And this individual is like that constantly, and I just kind of like, you know, be mindful of the vibes that you're putting out there. Her constantly kind of quite literally speaking these things out into the world in the way that she is doing, I think it's just attracting negative energy back to her. So she constantly, excuse me, Stringer Bell.
And it, Stringer agrees though. Stringer's like, yeah.
He's just like, yes, girl, yes, preach it. Let me just give him a second to just do his thing. Are you done? All right, cool. Great.
Thanks.
Good talk. So, yeah, I think I'm very much a believer in what you put out, you get back, you know, and it's not always instantaneous. That doesn't necessarily mean like, oh, I'm going around giving love and everything all the day. And some days you feel like, man, I've really given a lot of good today. And I've just, the world has just bitch slapped me back into submission. Some days that's going to happen. But I think, you know, if you kind of succumb to that negativity and think, oh, I'm just going to slag everything off and just be like, it's not productive. It doesn't do anything.
No. And I think something else I'm realizing and why self-love and self-care is really important. I don't know if you know this, but I'm my biggest self-critic.
No.
But me, girl.
You don't say so.
I'm my biggest self-critic.
Mm-hmm.
To certain extents where I just build up anxieties about just the littlest things, like, oh, Lamar, oh my god, you can't, what if this happens, what if this happens, what if this happens, this isn't right, this isn't right. And I think that then kind of, and that's totally natural, I think everything we are saying is totally natural, it should be recognizable in other people, but knowing you're your biggest self-critic, you then have a duty to like deal with that within yourself and then start on a path of self-care and self-love for you more. Also surrounding yourself with people that kind of reiterate, hey, Lamar, you know you're good, right? Mm-hmm. I know you have all these anxieties, but you know you're good. But then I'm also very mindful of how I spread that within others. You know, just because I'm going through something doesn't mean that should everyone else around me should go through something. And I'm reminded of something that happened at work a bit recently, where a particular colleague was just not having a great day and just everything was just, damn, like I was walking up to her with the crosses on my fingers, like, I'm not getting in this aura and this energy. And she's like, you know, Lamar, but you're always so bloody happy. And I was like, because sometimes this mood, this shit, it doesn't serve me. What's it gonna do? You know? And I'm really not saying people can't be angry. I really don't want to advocate that. But I'm mindful of what position it is in which it serves me. Is it something that's going on with me that I could heal, that I could just hit up a friend and say, you know, I'm feeling this right now, and then give me back some positive words? Or am I going to then take that negative energy into a place of work where I'm at majority of my day and just spread that
and
there?
Spread it around other people. Wow. And want to basically, you just want to bring other people down into that place with you. Like, I mean, we all have our days, but I, for me personally, I've gone into work before and been like, ah, all this shit's happening, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then I'll catch myself and be like, do you know what? Like, no, let me shut that down. I just kind of moaned at you for 10 minutes. I'm over it now. Like,
end scene.
Yeah. End scene. And you just get on with it. Like, acknowledge it within yourself and know how to turn it around and know how to come from, you know what? I'm not going to be a moany bitch today. I'm going to, you know, approach each and every situation that I'm encountering in my day from some sort of place of love.
And if you are that person, I also find, like, mad, is grace the word I'm thinking of? I don't know why grace has popped into my head. But of having outlets, you know? And I think this maybe goes into, like, our point of, like, passions and having things that spur you on, or that you pour a bit of love and energy and time into, and then you get a full reward back from yourself. But having an outlet, like for me, like I find definitely reading is a huge outlet for me, to just be like, I need to read. Let me just read something. Let me just transport myself into another world and not have to deal with this in reality for a second. Podcasts are now a new love of mine. Really enough, I've got rid of all the music on my phone at the moment, which is weird because sometimes I want to turn it up on the subway in the morning. Who doesn't want to? Well, you know, you can't twerk on a New York subway. There's an actual sign
lies,
about that.
Lies.
Like, there's a poll. People, anyway.
I've seen it.
You've seen that. You know that. Podcasts are a way for me to like get that little bit of joy back and just again be transported to another world. Writing, I found, is now a new good outlet of mine. And physical activities, guys, you know,
that you know little... what is good about all of the things that you just mentioned is that you have to be an active participant in them, right? Which I think is such a huge thing, like in terms of having love, having a passion for something. People, you can't just sit back and let the world wash over you and think that you're going to be any kind of person of substance who can offer the world something. You can't just kind of sit back and read Twitter all day, watch Snapchat all day, you know, have the TV on and let everything just kind of project itself onto you all day. Be an active participant in life. If you don't have a hobby yet, go out and fucking find one. It's your responsibility as a human to figure out what the fuck you like and what you want to do and what you can offer to people. I feel so strongly about this because I've met so many dry people who have nothing about
them.
And it's a lot of the time it's because they're not, they're just, you know, they might be, they're in a relationship, they feed off that relationship and the two of them are just dead out and they're dead out together and they have nothing going on, nothing to offer people. And I just think, man, if you two ever break up, you're pretty screwed because you've done nothing to nurture yourself within that relationship. You have nothing to offer the outside world at all. It's your responsibility to figure out what you like. And this, I'm not talking moving mountains. It's literally like all the things that Mara just said. It could just be reading. It could just be listening to podcasts, which then help you engage brain and think about things and be able to converse in an interesting way. It could be, you know, I don't know, freaking horse riding, whatever the hell your shit is, just go and find it. And that's your responsibility as a human who, if you're about anything at all, you should want to leave some kind of legacy of something or be able to bring some kind of good to people. And in order to do that in life, you're going to have to take some time to figure out what you're about, what you like. Be passionate about something. Man, that it just drives me nuts. Like, I've met so many people who have nothing about them. And I'm like, what a wasted life. What a wasted life to do that. Go out and find it. You should never, ever, I can't ever stand here and anybody say, I'm bored. Really? Really, bitch?
Listen.
Really? Because I could name about 11,000 things you could go do right now.
Yeah. Wow. Sorry.
Sorry, I really went off on one day. I don't know what happened. I'm sorry. I feel strongly about it, evidently.
I think, you know, to our point of like, just loving your flipping surroundings. I think, you know, and we spoke a bit about this on our previous episode on change, but for me it's really like I have these moments, right, where I could just be crossing a street in New York or going to the local bodega or just on the subway where I'm like, blood, oh my God, like I'm having my, oh my God, I live in New York moment. That to me is appreciating my surroundings.
My God.
That to me is just being very cognizant of where I am. And I wanted to say, you know, acts of love are small and big and in variations. Like there's no rubric for what it can be. Yeah. None whatsoever.
Yeah.
Right? But can we take a second to just appreciate where the hell we are right now? Like actively, like if you could see me, I'm looking left, forward, right. I can't spin my hand backwards. That's a bit excessive.
Not an owl. Yeah.
Not. Oh, owls are great. But are you appreciating where you are right now? And that washes me over sometimes, guys. It really does. It really does. But I'm learning to love where I am right now. You know.
I love that. I do exactly the same thing. Whenever I take the dog out for a walk, the area of London that I live in currently is an area that I've wanted to live in for years and I've finally made it happen for myself. Every time I take the dog out for a walk around this area, I'm like, well, goddamn, if I don't live in the area that I've dreamt of my whole damn life. You know what I mean? Like, and I take a moment to just be like, man, this is beautiful. Man, I love it. I go and walk in Hyde Park. Oh my God, this is what a beautiful place. I'm lucky to live here and be 5 minutes from this place. You know what I mean? Like, I think we just take so many things for granted and think that actually acknowledging and appreciating those things, we don't recognize it as an act of love. But I think, as you said, you know, these things, there's variations, there's degrees of, not everything. As with, you know, relational loves that you're going to have in your life.
Yes.
Not all of them are going to be like, you know, move mountain types of love, you know? There's variations, there's degrees in everything.
Yes.
Wow.
I agree. I agree. But do you have like, are you talking quite a bit on passions? What would be like your top three of things that kind of energize you, Banks, if we don't know already?
Oh, man. Well, movement.
Yes.
In all its forms. So, you know, obviously I spend a lot of my days on a spin bike, teaching spin. So I love that. And I love helping to ignite that passion in others. I also love just kind of walking my dog. I love just, you know, twerking at home when I've got some music on.
I do not blame you. I am not mad at you.
I love dancing. I love dancing. I love doing that by myself. I love doing that going out and dancing with other people. Reading as well, I would say, is up there for me. So my dog is just determined to destroy this podcast. I'm sorry.
I love your dog, though.
No behavior today. He's hashtag team no behavior, hashtag founding member, hashtag shit all over your podcast. That's Stringer Bell's life today. I apologize to everybody. But I think family is a big passion of mine. I love hanging out with my family. I love good conversation over a good dinner, like with anybody, yes. Like with good friends, with my family, with people who I've never met before who can stimulate me and have a good discussion. For me, it really is the little things, you know, it really is the little things in life where I kind of, you have a great conversation with someone and you walk away from it and you just smile in and you think back to that conversation later and you think, man, that was some good shit. Those kind of little things, I think, make me love my life.
Yes.
You know, that I have finger clicks to all
around,
of that.
Around the clicks.
Just around the clicks. Because, you know, it just... Yeah, just engaging with good people, doing things that make you happy. And aside to that, I am also a very solitary person, so I love to spend time alone. For me, I feel no way about going out to dinner by myself. I feel no way about going to the cinema by myself. It's actually probably my favourite thing to do, actually, go to the cinema by myself, don't have anybody rap it in my ear about plot points. I can eat all the popcorn for myself. Love it. Don't be dipping in my popcorn. Don't be doing that.
That's the only reason you go, though. I'm joking.
Pretty much, I mean, really. I think, you know, recognise that it's actually okay to be alone and to enjoy your own time, and that in itself is important.
To that point, I got a challenge.
Uh-oh.
It's something, you just reminded me of something. It being Valentine's Day, however much you buy into that, we're talking about self-love and self-care. Igniting passions within yourself. I challenge everyone, all of our listeners, right, to treat yourself to a date. Treat yourself to a date. Well, if we're saying like all of this stuff starts within you before the energies you spread within others, treat yourself to a date. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. I'm going to do it too. And then next time we talk, I'm going to tell you what I did.
Ooh.
But treat yourself. Yeah.
Ooh, what you going to do on your date, girl?
Girl, that's for me to know, for you to find out. I'll let you know. But it's just that way of feeling connected, reinvigorated,
yes.
Understanding where you are, appreciating things, finding a passion in something. Even if that date is going to a solo cinema, going to a gig on your own, taking up a new sport, sitting like in a park and reading a book, buying a new book, how are you treating yourself, people?
Do you know what? That is so good, what you just said, to take yourself out on a date. I date myself every day of my damn life, so I tend to not tend to not even think about it. But it's so true. Like there's people who actively. Oh, hang on a second. I'm gonna get a bit deep. There's people who actively avoid spending time alone because they don't want to confront themselves.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I mean, that's kind of a podcast. That's a whole other topic right there that we could go into. So I don't even want to delve too deep.
I heard some wise words not too long ago of just having, have you ever confronted yourself with yourself? Woo. Have you ever had to sit with your shit?
Mm-hmm.
Treat yourself, people.
Yeah.
Treat yourself and then let us know how it goes.
Yeah. That's exciting. Okay. I like this. I like our love episode, which basically boils down to love your damn self, really.
Love your damn self.
Love yourself.
And love others around you. I mean, we could make it really relationship-y. Is the relationship-y a word?
It is now.
It is now. Hit me up. But that's proper bait and mad obvious. And it's not like we're shitting on relationships. But if there are questions you need to then answer in your relationship, which stem from you and the person you're with, deal with that this week too, people.
I'm just going to give that a round of fingertips as well, because...
Deal with that this too.
Tell them.
Tell them.
Hashtag tell them.
Hashtag tell them. All the positives, all the negatives, all the niggles, all of it. Tell them.
And if you don't feel confident enough to say that to your partner, you know that why that is? It's because you don't love your damn self enough. Let me just mic drop right there.
And we're done. Literally dropping my biro.
Just dropping my mic all over the damn place over here.
So I think we got some good takeouts from that, right?
Well, I know I did. I learned a lot. Hopefully the people who are listening did, because, you know, it's important. Seriously, I know we're all, you know, laughing and joking over here, but it's serious. Like, loving yourself, knowing yourself, and being able to offer the best of yourself to everybody every day is important. It's what makes life matter.
Yes. I mean, you summed it up nicely. Yeah. Thanks. Let's check in with yourself, people.
Yeah.
Let's start appreciating what we have around us, your surroundings, the people that are in your life. Let's always operate from a position of love, and consider love as an energy. That's what I would say, you know?
Well, I love all of that.
Oh, girl.
Let's just tie that up in a nice little bow. I love it.
And there you go.
And scene. Okay, so now that we've finished talking about love, we're going to sign off, and we have a new segment to sign off with now, which is called Words to Live By. So, Lamara, what are your words to live by this week?
So, I've given this quite a lot of thought. And my words to live by for this week are by a Bayesian philosopher. I'm not sure anyone would have heard of her. Her name is Robin Fenty. She also goes...
Stop. Bayesian philosopher, you know.
She's a Bayesian philosopher. She goes also by her stage name, Rihanna. Quite popular. Mm-hmm. And my words to live by this week are from her. And it's from one of her new songs off her quite dead album, Don't At Me. But the words of inspiration I've taken are work, 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 work. Nesime have to work, 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 work. Don't know if we'll say that again, but it's a work, 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 work. Nesime have to work, 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 work. And I am holding on to those words. This week was a really challenging week, but a quite rewarding week for me at work. And I was reminded of putting the bloody time in, Lamara. You know, I was reminded that nothing is easy, nothing comes free, you know. You're not going to be given everything. Sometimes you have to dig a little deeper to search for the answers. And I was really reminded that you got to freaking work, girl, you know, because at the end of it, I don't want to say that's what I'm here to do or that's all that matters. But there was a testing moment where by doing the work and going through the application, me and my boss had a really nice game of tennis with this one piece of work. And I was like, it's done. She's like, no, it's not. I'm going to throw it back at you. And I was like, I changed it. She's like, throwing it back at you, Lamara. But I was just minded, just work. Like, you got to work. You got to put the work in. You got to kind of show your diligence a little bit more. And stuff can sometimes be about the detail. So I was reminded just to work. Just to work.
I love that. That could be
personal, that could be professional, but just to put the work in a bit, add a little bit of rigour and care to what you're doing.
I love that it was Rihanna that reminded you of that.
Massively.
That makes me happy.
Massively. And what about you?
My words to live by this week came to me in the form of a meme that I saw on Facebook.
Okay.
As many things do. And this one kind of like hit me upside the head like a truck, which is that worrying is literally betting against yourself.
Ooh.
Right? I had never thought in it. Finger clicks for that.
Finger clicks.
I had never thought about that, but it's absolutely true. Worrying is literally betting against yourself. Just think about that, people, and have a hopefully worry-free week.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. All right. Well, and I think
after you.
No, go ahead.
No.
I don't want to trample on your toes.
With the light. Oh my god.
That was like the most British moment of this podcast.
Can you?
No, you go. No, you. No, you. No, wait. No. No, you. Girl, and, you.
And then my West Indian kicks in. Like, child, let me run this thing. yes, people. So, Let us know how your week goes, how your personal self date goes. Where can they find us, Bangs?
Okay, so you can find me at Bangs and a Bun on everything that there is online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all of that there.
You can find me, I realise I got this wrong last week, don't know my own handle. You can find me at Lemel_P, on Twitter. I exist on Instagram, I am on the Book of Face, and I also write on Medium, Lemel_P.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, we are working on getting a website, people. I promise you. That's hopefully going to be happening within the next couple of weeks. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And holler at us and let us know if you have any topics you want us to cover and all that good shit. We will be back next week with another one
of the
Guide to Life. We should have really coordinated that better.
You really should have. But anyway, yeah. Take care.